From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. In Iraq, fierce fighting broke out today in the holy city of Najaf, site of a centuries-old shrine honoring one of the most revered figures in Shiite Islam. At least two U.S. troops were killed, as well as more than a dozen Iraqis.
The combat suggests a breakdown in the fragile truce between U.S. forces and fighters loyal to the militant Shiite leader Muqtada al-Sadr. There's also reported combat in Basra and Amara, other cities where Sadr has strong support. Scott Baldoff is a reporter for the Christian Science Monitor. He's in Najaf and joins us by satellite telephone. Scott, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
What can you tell us about the fighting there?
It seems to have started early this morning, just after midnight, when, according to U.S. military reports, the Mehdi Army, which is the group that Muqtada al-Sadr controls, apparently started attacking Iraqi police stations. One of these police stations was able to repel the fighters, but two of them came under very fierce fighting, and around 4 o'clock in the morning, U.S. Marines came in. People we talked to said that's when they could tell a real change in the fighting. It went from light weapons, such as Kalashnikovs and so on, to much heavier weapons, the thud, thud, thud that you hear from Bradleys, or from the heavier machine guns of Humvees. In addition, there were helicopter gunships, which we were seeing all day, strafing areas where the Mehdi Army had set up temporary posts and positions throughout the city.
Where is the Iraqi Army in all of this? Do they play a role?
We passed through a number of Iraqi Army checkpoints on the way into the city. They play a supportive role, but it seems that it's the Iraqi police and the American military who are doing much of the fighting. There, again, are Iraqi military checkpoints in the city itself, but they really seem to melt away once the fighting began, which is, of course, a big concern when the U.S. is talking about handing over control to the new government of Iyad Alawi, the new prime minister.
The last round of fighting in April between U.S. troops and Sadr loyalists was sparked by an aborted attempt to arrest Muqtada al-Sadr. What triggered this?
This round seems to have been provoked by what either is a mistaken foray into Muqtada al-Sadr's territory by a convoy of U.S. Marine Humvees, or by a deliberate provocation. Depends on who you talk to. The Sadr people tend to believe the latter. In any case, early this week, when a U.S. Marine contingent wandered into the Sadr neighborhood, a fierce firefight began, and from that point onward, we were hearing from Sadr fighters and also political figures that the truce is essentially over.
So while it looked like the U.S. may have defused the situation, I guess it appears now that Muqtada al-Sadr was doing some sort of recruiting effort during this truce or this ceasefire.
All through the ceasefire, there was a very aggressive effort to recruit. But it's odd. They were doing a lot of recruitment for civilian work projects in Sadr City, which is a neighborhood in Baghdad, for instance. A lot of these Mehdi Army activists were brought in to start cleaning off the streets with trash, to start digging ditches, to lay new sewer lines and to repair old ones. And for that very reason, there was a new appeal for this movement.
Sadr is probably outgunned by U.S. forces, and the U.S. could probably claim victory on the battlefield. What about the battle to win the hearts and minds of Iraqi Shiites?
Well, this is a very complex area because, again, there are a number of Shias who are calling for cooperation or at least for a more logical approach, coexistence with the Americans and with the American-backed government. They would like to see some material improvement in their lives. So for a large number of Shias, particularly those who pay heed to the call for Ayatollah al-Sistani and other members of the hierarchy of Shia faith, you see more of a desire for that cooperation, at least until the infrastructure gets rebuilt, until Iraqis have, and particularly Iraqi Shias, receive more electricity, receive sewage systems that work, until jobs get created. They want to see their lives get back into some working order.
Scott, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Scott Baldoff is a reporter for the Christian Science Monitor. He joined us from the city of Najaf.